Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down here on today. I want to thank all my listeners, amen, those that are on the web or whether you're listening by phone. We want to thank you for tuning in today, for there is a word from the Lord. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead, amen, with our announcement. I hope you've been tuning in and listening to all the shows, this ministry with you in mind. First, we have on Tuesday night, one word from the Lord, none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to encourage you, if you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you just need someone to help you to pray some situations through, I want you to contact them on Facebook. Go ahead and inbox them, and they will get back with you. Now, let me help you out. Whenever they get back with you, make sure you answer your phone. Because sometimes people, you know, they'll text, and they say, well, can we call you? And they'll say, yeah, go ahead and call me. And then when they call you, you're shocked. I understand. Glory to God. But just make sure you answer the phone. Because as soon as they tell you, I'm going to call, can I call you? And you answer back and say, yes, they're going to call you. So just make sure that you pick up your phone. Glory to God. And I want to encourage, if you need all the life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Guaranteed they will hit you back up and it won't take long. Amen. Glory to God. And if you move on down, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Ah, the powerhouse. Awesome, awesome praying woman of God who teaches, preaches, prays, amen, whatever you need, sing, glory to God. She can roll it all out. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to listen to her from Faith Come By Hearing every Saturday. Her show starts at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So I want to encourage you to come on and listen to the shows. It's ministry with you in mind. You know, and if you have a prayer request, go ahead and press the 1 when you come on, and they'll let you in and ask you your prayer request. You don't have to tell them, amen, your name, but just tell them where you're calling from and your prayer request, because we understand, you know, this is live radio, so we don't want you to put all your business out there on Straight Street. Hallelujah. Because there's some that, you know, amen, will take it and run with it. Hallelujah. But don't be afraid to get your prayer request in. And if you just want to use a name, you can use John Doe. You know, you can use Bobo. Whatever you want to use, it'll be all right. Long as you get your prayer request in. Let's move on. And the next, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I'm the first Hour of Power. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The next hour, you will hear, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. The next hour, you will hear Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I want to make sure that you tune in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to Minister Elaine. Glory to God. You know, God is moving all around the nation. Ah, my God, my God. You can look at how things are changing, and, you know, with all the technology is changing, so, and all the things on the computer are changing, and the web is changing, and people are changing. Glory to God. But, you know, some are changing in a good way and some are not. I just tell it like it is. Glory to God. But everything is changing. So you have to be ready to embrace the change. So when God gets ready to change you, embrace the change that God is doing on the inside of you. Some don't embrace that change. They get scared, you know, but ask him, say, Lord, what are you doing? Lord, help me. You're changing me. So, well, what am I to do? What am I to do with this change that you're bringing upon me? You know, when you're in your prayer time and you pray about it, as I say, man ought always pray and not faint. Pray without ceasing. If he don't give you an answer the first time, then continue to pray. Glory to God. But I want to encourage you to go on and hear what the Lord is saying to Minister Elaine. Excuse me. And I also want to encourage you to go ahead and partner. And in partnering, you will receive many, many, many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more. Come on. $25 ain't a whole lot. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I went to a restaurant on last Sunday, and I got one little entree and a salad. And that was $20. I said, thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that it was bought for me, but still, that was $20 anyway. Hallelujah. So, you know, come on, $25 ain't a whole lot of books. Glory to God, because you're going to get a lot of bang for your books, but it's not a lot of books. So come on and join. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Make sure you keep all those announcements in mind. And I forgot one announcement that I need to make. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you to get Minister Elaine's book. Ah, my God. She has written a book, and it's on Amazon. It's still available. Hallelujah. If you missed it, Mother Christmas, You missed it Mother's Day. Hallelujah. So guess what? I think it's Memorial Day or whatever's coming up. Amen. Glory to God. You know, and the 4th of July, it don't matter. You can hit it then. If you missed it then, you can hit it now. So you can go ahead on and pre-order your book before it sells out. It's still available. And the other book hasn't came out yet to my understanding, but guess what? It's coming real soon. So get ready. Whenever it hits the shelves, I want you to go ahead and get yours first. Don't wait on nobody else. Say, well, what do you think? You know, what do you think? No, the thing of it is, what you need to do is read it for yourself. That's what you do. That's the best thing. You know, I was watching, amen, a movie, and then this man came in to buy a house, and he was just dressed in old natural clothes, you know. And then this guy, he said, oh, he can't buy no house. Look at him. He's poor. And the girl, this girl said, no, he's not. She said, you know, we serve everybody. Well, sir, I'll show you the house. She said, I will definitely show you the house. And he said, no, I'm not going to show him the house. He don't have money to buy his house. Guess what? Some other woman came in. She had a Gucci bag, and she was all prim proper. You know, she had a little short skirt, so you know it caught his eye, right? Okay, amen to that. Okay. And so he showed her the house, and he took her upstairs. Well, we'll go ahead, and we'll just start the process. She said, oh, yes, I want the house. Took her upstairs, and he went ahead and put her name in the computer and sent it through the banks, and guess what? It was declined. And she said, declined? Are you serious? He said, well, yes. He said, unless you want to put more money down. And he was talking like $400,000. She said, where am I going to get that kind of money? Okay, so that was the end of that. She asked him, could she get a couple of more sandwiches before she go out the door? Hey, man. But on the other hand, the guy that was dressed kind of, you know, just like he was a bum, which he had plenty of money, okay? And he didn't want to sell the house. He didn't want him to look around the house. But see, he was my story ends here. He was judging a book by its cover. He was judging him and how he dressed. He wasn't judging him for who he was and got to know him and just showed him around the house. He was able to buy. But he was a real estate investor. That's what he said. He was able to pay the money for the house, and then he told the girl that worked for him to come on and work for him. And he's sure that she could. She said she wanted to pay off her student loans. And he said, you know what? I'm going to buy this house, and then I want you to come work for me because I'll pay you six figures, and you'll be able to pay your student loans off and do whatever it is you want to do. So she went on and worked for him, and she told him. She said, don't judge a book by its cover. So that's why I say don't judge a book by its cover. Read it for yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now we're going to go ahead on and open up in prayer. If you desire prayer, you can go ahead and press the one now before I get ready to open us up in corporate prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Okay, nobody pressed the one, so we're going to go ahead on down the road with Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for yet another day. We give you glory, honor, and praise, because if it had not been for you, oh Lord, we wouldn't be here, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, how you have given us this day, Lord God, to praise you, Lord God, to know who you are, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Even through the pandemic, we thank you because you brought us over them rugged hills, Lord God. You took us through the Jordan, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, because we know you're all created. And nothing catches you by surprise. Everything that we need is in you, and everything we desire is in you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord. We thank you, God, how you brought us over those rugged hills, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and you placed our feet on solid ground, because nothing is like being placed on solid ground for those who know you and those who love you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know, Lord God, everything, Lord God, you made it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you said man ought always pray and not faint. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we know, Lord, we need to pray more. We need to listen and sit still and believe that you're going to give us an answer to whatever our prayer request is in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, just don't let our prayers be selfish and it be all about us, because there are people suffering all across the nation that needs prayer, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just said thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for everything that you've done and all you're about to do, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you're about to shake some stuff loose, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, you're about to shake some money trees. You're about to shake some marriages up and let them know, I ordained this and I put you together. So guess what? What God has put together, let no man pull us under, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're about to put some families back together, Lord God, those that are causing chaos in families. Lord God, we rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, he says he hates. Oh my God, he hates someone who causes chaos in a family in the name of Jesus, oh God. So Lord God, we thank you that you're about to put that tongue to rest right now in the name of Jesus. Just like you did with Daniel in the lion den. You said you're about to shut the lion's mouth. Oh, my God, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we are blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed everywhere we tread our feet, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Nothing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus will come upon us, Lord God. You said without revealing it to your prophets first. So this was not something that came upon us, Lord God, and you didn't reveal it to someone. So in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing, Lord God, all on this line and everyone that needs a healing, Lord. We thank you, Lord, to heal them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. You can clear the lungs up. Oh, good God Almighty, oh God. You can make the lame walk. You can make deaf ears come open. You can make blinded eyes see. Hey, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you the glory, oh Lord, we praise your heavenly name on high, because we know, Lord God, you're in control. Nothing catches you by surprise. This didn't catch you by surprise. So, Father God, we thank you. Lord God, we give you the glory. We give you honor. We praise your holy name on high. We thank you, Jesus, for everything, Lord, and all. And we give you the praise, Lord, for all things. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord. God, we know everything that we need, Lord, it's in you, Lord. Everything that we desire, it's in you. It's not in man. We look for you, Lord God. You said in your word, look to the hills, which come our help. And all of our help comes from the Lord. Oh, say, hey, good God Almighty. So he said it. He said it in his word. My God. So just hold on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Changes are coming. So embrace the changes. Oh, my God. I got to tell you the truth. You got to stop saying, oh, my, I can't stand these changes and all this going on. But guess what? This is the way the world system is. Changes are coming. Do you want him to just let you stay the same? God changes you. Don't you want him to change you from the inside out? So you know everything in the world is going to change also. Glory to God. If things stay the same, then nobody would get anywhere. Hallelujah. If they built the same car year after year, then everybody would be riding in the same old car. Come on. They change them. Hallelujah. You know, I hear them saying, well, you know what? They changed that Ford. They made it differently. They changed it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't you know you got to embrace the changes? Because you want God to change you from the inside out. So embrace the changes. If you don't understand some of the changes that's going on, well, you know, there are some that you can ask, and I understand. There are some that don't want you to ask, because then they want to get an attitude. Well, just listen. Walk away from them people and those that will help you. Then those are the ones that you go to. You let God deal with them. Because now, you know, long time ago, we used to say, you know, they used to say, well, you know what, you're going to reap what you sow. They used to say that all the time. My mom and them used to say that all the time. Well, you're going to reap what you sow. You're going to reap what you sow. They used to say that all the time. Like, what are y'all talking about? You know, hallelujah. So whatever man sows, that, understand that, that's what you got to get, that key word, that shall you reap. Oh, glory to God. So if you're sowing seeds of discord, then that's what you're going to reap, seeds of discord. If you're sowing, amen, hallelujah, excellence in trying to do people right and treat people right and, you know, just trying to lift their spirit, that you will reap. But if you're always sowing down a jealous spirit and you're sowing jealousy, somebody's going to be jealous of you. Amen. Let's get in the word of God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful day. Hallelujah. I'm going to be coming from Psalms 9. Psalms 9, I'm going to start at the first verse. Psalms 9, verse 1. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The title of my message on today is Praise God with Your Whole Heart. You know, sometimes we can praise God if we get a little, you know, and sometimes we can praise God when he give us, you know, something. But can you praise God with your whole heart? You know, praising him, I learned, with your whole heart, meaning it don't matter what it is. If he give me something, I'm going to praise him. If he give me nothing, I'm going to praise him. But you can't say that he don't give you nothing, because he gave you life. Huh? Oh, my God. Life is more precious than silver and gold, eternal life. Glory to God. You got to think about it. You know, somewhere, you know, God don't never give me nothing. He just gave you something. You just, didn't you speak? Understand, you just spoke that out of your mouth. Didn't you just speak? Then you got eyes to see. You got ears to hear, legs to walk. Hell, glory. So how can you say that? You know, we can be some of the selfishest people saying, well, Lord, I don't know, you're blessing them over there, and why not me, Lord? Oh, my God, Lord, I just don't know. But he's still blessing you. You got a job. You got a job to go to. Well, some don't have that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You woke up this morning. You were clothed in your right mind. He touched you with his finger of love. He made old death get back and behave. Good God Almighty. Let's go ahead with verse 1. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. Glory to God. You know, when you say you're going to praise God with your whole heart, that means when the trials come, the tribulations come, whatever come, you ain't going to stop praising him. You are going to continue to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, and there's this song that they sing, hallelujah. There are only two times of praise the Lord, when you feel like it and when you don't. Sometimes you may not feel like it, but still, you say, Lord, you know what? I don't care. They persecute me over here, but I'm still going to praise you, Lord God. No, Lord, I might have didn't get the loan, Lord God, that I wanted, but you know what, Lord? You good. Where one door closed, another one will open. I'm still going to praise you, Lord God. Yes, they could talk about me, Lord. Yes, they did, and they called me all kinds of names, Lord. But, Lord, you know what? You still good. I'm still going to praise you, Lord God. Yes, Lord, yes, and yes. You know, Simon said, you know, Lord, I had a repossession. Someone came came and got my car, Lord. They came because I didn't have the money to pay for it, Lord. But guess what? You yet praise him because, hey, it might have been breaking down anyway, and he's going to give you a whole new car. That way you won't have to get that jalopy. Amen. You won't have to get that jalopy fixed so he can give you a whole new car. You know, we got to learn how to look at things differently in these last days, you know. We got to tell people how good God is, you know, and don't let them hear you murmuring and complaining, you know. They always can murmur and complain, hallelujah. I know because they used to do that stuff, and we ain't going there. When I said stop it, then that means you cut it off right then. Don't keep talking about it. Let it go. But some things you got to learn to let go. They say, well, you can't let everything go. No, you can't let everything go. There are some things you have to handle. But some things you have to learn to let go. Because once that thing is released and it gets in your spirit, guess what you're going to do? You're going to go to your house. You're going to go home. And the next, oh, my goodness, you know, that happened and this and that. And all that going to be on you. Once you say let it go, then that's just what they need to do. Let it go. Hallelujah. And yes, I hear you saying, Prophet, everybody ain't like you. Yes, I understand that. Hallelujah. But guess what? You can get there. If you read the word more, if you close your mouth more and listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last and evil days, and you'll learn how to praise him. You'll learn how to stick close to the Lord, our God. Hallelujah. You know, let's move on. Verse 2. I will be glad and rejoice in thee, and I will sing praise to the name, O thou most high. You got to sing his name. Glory to God. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you. Lord God, I praise your holy name, Lord. Lord, I know you're good. Hallelujah. If you just sit there sometimes and just praise him, hallelujah, and just lift up his holy name, oh, good God Almighty, that thing will move, hallelujah. But you got to learn how to do that. Because sometimes people, they come to the show after show after show after show, and you know what they'll say? Well, you know what, Prophet? I heard what you said. You heard what I said, but now you're using what I said. So sometimes you can hear, but you don't, let me put it like this. You can hear, but you don't hear. You know, that's two different words. If you hear what I'm saying is, it just went by you, and you say, yeah, I caught it. Yeah, I heard what you said. Yeah, it was all right. Yeah, but when you actually hear it, then it'll be dropping in your spirit for you to repeat it. You say, know what? That prophet told me that. Because I do that a lot of times. I meditate on different things that I've been told and different things the Lord have told me. And, you know, he told me to do this, he told me to do that, and, you know, don't do this and don't do that. So I meditate on it. And then after so long a time, you know, you'll get the way you're meditating on all this and all that in the Word of God, and it's all building up on the inside of you, and then you've got some wisdom that's coming along with all that. And you say, Lord, I praise you, because I thank you for that wisdom, because if I hadn't got that wisdom, I would have got in trouble. Let's move on to verse 3. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. Glory to God. Praise will make your enemies turn back. Good God Almighty. He said, Hold up, wait a minute. You ain't going to keep calling me. You ain't going to keep coming over there. You ain't going to keep slandering me. Hallelujah. And I said, Lord, I praise you anyway. Although, Lord God, he said, yet they slay me. Huh? Oh, my God. Huh? He said he'll still trust him. So yet they slay you, you need to still praise. Hallelujah. You need to still have a praise in your mouth. Don't let it depart from your lips. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I'm seeing now, you know, a lot of sometimes, not everybody, you know, I can't put everybody in the same boat, because if you did, ever turn over, there's good, hallelujah, there's bad, and there's ugly. You know, there's all three categories, and there's all three categories in the boat sailing, right? Glory to God, hallelujah, my God. So you got to learn how to praise him and see what he's saying for yourself. Don't worry about what Sister So-and-so over there saying. You got to know this Bible, and you got to know him for yourself. But, Lord, I know you said, Lord God, it don't matter what it looked like. I still need to praise you. It don't matter what they did on last week. I still need to praise you. It don't matter if they cut the hours. I still need to praise you. It don't matter, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, if they didn't give me what I asked for, I'm going to still praise you. It don't matter, Lord God, if the children acted up, Lord, I still got to praise you. praise you. It don't matter, Lord God, I don't care. I still got to praise you. I'm going to praise you wholeheartedly if you fix it, Lord God, and if you don't, glory to God. That's when you know you praise him wholeheartedly. But sometimes people only praise him wholeheartedly if he fix it. But understand, if he don't fix it, hallelujah, glory to God, there's something he wants you to learn out of it. It's something he wants them to get out of it, glory to God, because he can fix it in just a drop of a hat. Glory to God. My God. So you got to learn. Praise him. It'll turn back your enemy. Let's move on to verse 4. Well, thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sayest in the throne, judging right. Let's move on, hallelujah, to verse 5. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. Ah, man, don't you know, hallelujah, when you praise, you know, when you praise the Lord anyway, it'll turn some things around in your life. Glory to God, just like worship. And but we're talking about praising on today. You know, sometimes people will dance. They'll come in and they'll, you know, the pastor can say something. Or he can just, you know, give a word and he'd be preaching and they'd be running all over the church and running all over everywhere. I've seen it done. And the next thing you know, hallelujah, they still ain't getting nothing. All they did was he spoke a good word, but they were running all over the church, but they're going back living the same way they were living. So that tells me it didn't get down on the inside. Hallelujah. It just came to your ear. You heard it. You heard it, but you didn't hear it. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 6. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. Come on now. Glory to God. See, you ain't got to worry about nothing. Endless ruins has overtaken my enemies. You know what I'm saying? That will overtake your enemies. People coming against you, doing stuff they shouldn't be doing. You know, nowadays, people are coming against people, so it's just unreal. And understand, I'm not talking about them that's not Christians, not saying they're Christians. I'm not talking about the world part of it. I'm talking about those that say they are Christians, those that say they're saved and, you know, they're walking with the Lord and they're walking by his spirit with his power in them. Those are the ones that cut other people down. If you don't get nothing else here today, understand, don't cut your brother and sister down. When that little steel voice on the inside tell you don't do it, then guess what? Don't you do it. Hallelujah. Because you're going to reap just that you sow. Understand. And can't nobody get it off you. I don't care. Mama them can't pray it off you. Yeah, I did say mama them. We inside. Mama them. Daddy them. Sister them. All of them can't pray it off you. So I encourage you not to do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If there's anything you want to do, set up a prayer for them. That's what you do. Say, Lord, you know what? I pray for my sister. I pray for my brother in Christ. Lord, they really, really need you, and I want to pray for them. Don't go to the Lord saying, well, you know what, Lord? She was wrong. Just say, Lord, is there anything in me that made this come out the wrong way? Is it anything in me? But you know, sometimes people won't admit they're wrong, but it can sure go to the Lord for other folks wrong. Let's move on to verse 7. I know it's good. Y'all grab hold, hallelujah, grab hold. Let's move on to verse 7. But the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment. You see, glory to God. God don't need nobody. Hallelujah. He's judged all by himself. Let's read verse 8, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. You see right here, I was looking at that word, amen, glory to God, in them, and I'm like, he don't need nobody to judge other people. He is judged all by himself. Why don't he need somebody to do that? He's a refuge in a time of a storm. Glory to God. He don't need you or he don't need me to judge people. Hallelujah. Remember what I was just saying about how that woman, how she was trying to, how the guy was trying to judge the man because of how he dressed. But let me tell you, he took his checkbook out. He said, I'll write you a check for the whole amount. And it ain't going to bounce. And he walked off and he walked on upstairs. Him and her, when he went up there to write a check. See? That's what you said. Don't do that. Hallelujah. Be careful about judging people. But then, you know, a lot of times people say, well, you know what? They this and they that and they this and they that. but do you know their story? You see the glory, but do you know their story? There may be a reason that thing happened. You're looking at right then, but what about what happened before? You've seen that, hallelujah, how they are now. You don't know. You got to reach back, hallelujah, glory to God, to understand. You know, a lot of times people say, well, I thought this and well, I thought that and I thought this and I thought, well, I hear your thoughts. Everybody is entitled to an opinion. But what you need to do is you need to make sure that that opinion don't hurt other people. But sometimes your opinions will hurt other people, you know, and especially when you don't know. Let's read verse 9. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. He will be that shelter. I said that earlier. He will be that shelter in times of a storm. Hallelujah. So you don't have nothing to worry about because he's going to be there. Hallelujah. He's going to be there. You just be there with him and learn to praise him, even in the storm. Hallelujah. He don't let nothing come upon you like that. He will warn you the things to come. Sometimes we won't take heed to the warning. I know there are those, you know, may not be as deep, I understand, in the Bible, but let me help you out. You can pray. You can praise the Lord. You can listen to, amen, the TV, computer, amen. You got these iPhones and iApps and all this stuff. Hallelujah. So there ain't no excuse to why you can't listen to the Bible. Hallelujah. You know, there ain't no excuse why you can't listen to some praise and worship music. There ain't no excuse for you not to be able to. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, well, I just can't do it. But I guarantee you can get on there and swipe and you can get on there and search Google and, you know, you can do all that. Hallelujah. Well, tell it to search you the Bible app. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that way you can do it. And don't always be somewhere trying to find out if somebody living or somebody dead. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. If you were to dig on down and get on down to the get down to Jesus Christ and all that stuff you worried about, hallelujah, it'll be set and settled. Oh, my God. Excuse me. Let's go on down to verse 10. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, have not forsaken them that seek thee. He said, I'll never forsake those who seek me. You know, God is not going to forsake you. He ain't going nowhere. You know, the only thing that separates us from God is sin. That's why we continue to praise him and lift his holy name up. We don't want, hallelujah, him to forsake us because we're walking in sin. No, he's not going to leave you nor forsake you. He's there. He's there until the end. And I tell you today, don't worry about it, hallelujah. Learn to praise him, hallelujah, even when you have enough and even when you don't have enough. Because praise will bring it in, hallelujah. He said, well, I hear my children down there praising me. They must need something. So I'm going to go ahead and send my angel. I'm dispatching them right now to go down and see about them. Hallelujah, glory to God. I won't leave them, like I said, because they sought me, and I heard their cry. And I'm going to visit them by and by. Good God Almighty. So don't, hallelujah, give up, hallelujah. Once, if you don't have enough money, you may not sometimes. If you don't have enough honey, glory to God, hallelujah, he'll be that person for you, glory to God. Just continue to praise him. Well, Lord, you know, Lord, oh, Lord, I'm not married yet, Lord God. I'm waiting on him, Lord. I'm waiting on him. I'm waiting on him, God. I'm waiting on him. But you know, Lord, I'm going to yet praise you wholeheartedly. But wherever he is, that you're going to get him ready. Wherever she is, you're going to get her ready. Wherever he may be and whatever he may be doing, you're going to pull him out. You're going to fix him up. You're going to make him up. Then you're going to bring him to me. But I don't want him half-heartedly. I want him wholeheartedly. That way, when he comes, he'll know who you are. He'll know you're a woman or man of God, and he won't have to act out, amen, like the world acts. Glory to God. That's what you got to do. Continue to praise the Lord and stay in his presence and do his will. Don't worry about none of that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. Yes, I hear you. I won't say that, but I hear what you're saying, hallelujah, glory to God, but understand, it's okay, hallelujah. I'll just put it like this, young, old, a middle age, it don't matter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know someone, amen, just recently, hallelujah. Glory to God. They got married recently, hallelujah. Glory to God. And they're up in age, hallelujah, you know. But it's okay, you see. It don't matter. When it's time, it's your time. You ain't got to worry about it. Hallelujah. And I tell you, and I remember this lady also, this pastor, she gave a testimony of how this lady, this man, was, I think he was like 79. And she was saying, she told him in the church, she said, I hear y'all, don't be talking about they too old to be getting married. She said, you know, hey, all I can say is to God be the glory. That's what she said. And you know, they talking, well, what are they going to do at 79? She said, hold up. To God be the glory. That's what she said. And it is to God be the glory. Amen. And they covenant keepers. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Glory to God. Let's move on. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. 12. When he maketh inquisitions for blood, he remembered them. He forgot not the cry of the humble. He does not ignore the cities of the affected. You know, God does not ignore people that are affected. Understand, I know a lot of people, you know, in the places are being affected, amen, right now by some things they got going on in government and different stuff. But understand, he hear that cry, and he will go in and fix it. Hallelujah. If that, you pray and you get together, you pray and you seek the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, he going to fix it. You know, he's a fixer-upper. Hallelujah. You know how you see some people on there and how they have all the tube belts and all the stuff hanging off? Well, he got all that. He got all his tubes. His angels up there. He sent them out to fix it up. Go in and do it. Go in and take that city. Hallelujah. So glory to God. He is the fixer-upper. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 13. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest me up from the gates of death. Huh? Oh, my God, let me tell you, persecution will come. Huh? Whenever the Lord thy God raise you up in a place, you know, and you know, if you ain't beneath nobody, hallelujah. You know, I can be the best cheerleader, amen, a person ever had. And I've been like that. I never had a jealous, amen, spirit, because I said, Lord, I said, what's for me is for me. So I'm going to cheer them on, amen. And you do what you got to do. And you know, I'm going to pray them up. And I'm going to say, Lord, touch them if that's what they want. Give them what they desire, you know, and those kind of things. Hallelujah. And when you start to do that, glory to God, you ain't got to worry about that jealous spirit. But you got to mean it wholeheartedly. Just like when you praise the Lord wholeheartedly, you got to mean that wholeheartedly. But if you got this little drawback in you, understand, you know, I don't know why people think that he don't see what's on the inside of us. God sees what's on the inside of us. He sees it. He sees your jealous spirit. He sees you when you're talking about people. He sees you when you ain't minding your own business. He sees it all. Glory to God. He sees those things. Hallelujah. You know, son, he sees you when you go, amen, you in JoJo, Tiffany and JoJo back door about 2 o'clock in the morning. He see all that. Hallelujah. He see everything. Okay, everything. He see it all. So I don't know why people think that he can't see it. He can see it. He there. And he's omnipotent. He's everywhere. He's not just in my house. He's not just in your house. He's everywhere, all across the nation. Glory to God. That's where he is. So I tell you, he knows what's going on. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. To verse 14. That I may show forth all thy praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion, I will rejoice in the salvation. Let's move verse 15. The heathens are skunked down in the pit that they made in the net, which they hid in their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Hagan, Shiloh. Look, hallelujah, glory to God. Don't people will persecute you. When God brings you up, people are going to persecute you. But the thing about it is, you got to remember who you are. Remember who you are in Christ. Say, you know what? Lord, you brought me over them rugged hills, Lord God. You were my guiding light. And it was clear. Even though I fail sometimes to do your will, he did not leave me, but he's blessed me still. You got to remember, hallelujah, who you are in Christ. Don't allow no one to, amen, to come in and do you like that. Don't allow them to come in and make you all mad and I persecute you. Well, you know what? That's fine. If that's what you think, that's fine. You know, I learned that people will pass judgment on other people or over to other people. You know, let's just say if you have a new person somewhere coming in and, you know, what they'll do is they'll go ahead and pass judgment on to that other person. Now they got them feeling salty about you. But you know what? You just have to give that over to the Lord because guess what? He's going to work it out. But the same person that went over and told them, amen, all that stuff and got them feeling salty, the same thing. Remember that. Always remember when you read that shall he reap. So whoever, whenever they did that, then guess what? That same thing going to come back by, and they're going to do them the same way. And the next thing you know, they're going to say, well, I don't know why they did me like that. Understand, he will bring it back to your remembrance. Well, you remember when you did this? Hallelujah. But sometimes people don't want to hear it. But you know what? He'll say it. Hallelujah. That Holy Spirit will say it, and then you'll have to catch it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But understand, we serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. So yet praise him. If things are going bad, yet praise him. If things ain't going the way you want them to go, yet praise him. If you don't have all you want, yet praise him. He'll have somebody else to buy it. You know, sometimes people think, you know, well, you know, Lord, you ain't gave me the money to do this, and you ain't gave me to do that, you know. But understand what he do. He uses people. He may not give you that money sometimes to do that thing that you want to do, excuse me, or buy that thing that you want to buy. Excuse me. But what he will do, he'll put it on somebody else's heart for them to go and buy. I've had it happen so many times. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what he'll do. And guess what? It don't matter how it comes. You just be able to receive it. Say, Lord, I praise you. I receive it. I ask for it. And I got it. Toyota Chevrolet. Thank you, Lord God. That's what I'm talking about. Because we serve an awesome God. And we need to praise him wholeheartedly. Hallelujah. Learn to praise him wholeheartedly with all you got. My God. You know, most of the time when people get to going through, they don't even think about praising God for nothing. They don't praise him for what he's already done. Hallelujah. And when you say, Lord, I praise you for what you already done, start calling out them things that you know he done. Glory to God. Lord, I thank you because you woke me up this morning, first of all. You gave me a new car. Hallelujah. You gave me, Lord God, oh, my God, money to pay these bills, Lord God. You got to learn how to praise him and let him know what he does. You know, people say, well, things, you know, things. What things? Sometimes people want to hear what he did instead of you just saying the things. Call it out. You don't have to tell people all your business. Glory to God. But you call out those things. Hallelujah. And even in your prayer time, you say, Lord, I praise you, Lord God, because you did this. I praise you. You kept my children well. Lord, I praise you. You kept my family well, Lord. I praise you because you gave me good health and strength and clothing. My right mind, good God Almighty. Lord, I praise you, Lord God, because, Lord, I know you. If you did it then, you can do it again, Lord God. Lord, I praise you, Lord God, with my whole heart. And if it's anything in my heart that's not right, Lord God, that's stopping me from praising you wholehearted, Lord God. If there's any ought against my brother and sister in Christ, if there's any ought against anybody, Lord God, I want you to take it out so I can praise you wholeheartedly. God, I praise you, Lord God, because, Lord God, you're so awesome. You're just wonderful, Lord. You're all I need. You're my everything. Hallelujah. First of all, you got to make him your everything because some people made men and women their everything. And that's all you want. Hallelujah. Whatever you know, I was thinking about something, amen, the other morning. And whatever you feed the most, that's what you're in love with. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whatever you feed the most, if you keep feeding your flesh, then that's what you're in love with, the things of the flesh. But if you're feeding your spirit, then that's what you want more than anything. The thing is, you know, years ago, I said, Lord, I said, I ain't got my stuff yet. I said, Lord, why? I said, I keep going through all these changes and all this different stuff that you, he told me. He said, listen, he said, first the spiritual, then I give you the natural stuff. Well, you know what? It took some time for the natural stuff to start flowing. So guess what I did when he told me that? I just continued on. That's what settled everything in my spirit, and I didn't have a jealous spirit. Hallelujah. When he told me that, that settled everything else. That settled it all out. So I started to go after it with my whole heart. Hallelujah. And it wasn't until years and years and years later. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, it wasn't no 1 year. It wasn't no 2 years. It wasn't no 3 years. It wasn't no 4 years. And it wasn't no 5 years. It wasn't none of that. It was all down the road. Hallelujah. Then he started giving me the natural stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But until then, I had to walk with Jesus. I had to pray. I had to continue on in this word. I couldn't fall back because I didn't want to go back. Glory to God. Don't ever want to go back, hallelujah, from where he done brought you from, because where he's taking you to is more, hallelujah, important than where you came from. Hallelujah. Because some people don't want to go. They don't want to go forward. They want to stay in that same old place. Hallelujah. But don't want to stay in that same old place. Let him bring you out into a new and better place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Because we serve an awesome God. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve a God that's right on time. We serve a God that's never late. Hallelujah. So he wasn't late in giving me that natural stuff. Hallelujah. Although I thought it sometimes. I said, well, Lord, when? First the spiritual, then the natural. And that's what he kept telling me. He told me. And I said, okay, it's the first the spiritual, then the natural. So I had to continue in this word. I had to continue on, whether I had two pennies to rub together or not. I had to continue on in this word. Hallelujah. Continue on to be who he called me to be. And did I make it? Yes, I did. And I thank God because he held on to me. He didn't let me fall. He held on. Hallelujah. And I held on to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, there were times when I wanted to give up, but I didn't. I held on. I said, no, I can't do that. Hallelujah. I got to hold on with all I got now. Hallelujah. Ain't no time to give it in now. Ain't no time to throw in the towel. Hallelujah. Once you get in the ring, don't go ahead and let them count you down. Good God, I'm out of here. No, you know when they do one, two, three, you're out. Don't let them count you down. Continue on in his word. Continue on to see what the end going to be. Continue to praise him wholeheartedly because he is a God that's right on time. Hallelujah. And he's never late. Glory to God. We serve an awesome, awesome God. So just remember to praise him wholeheartedly. The title of my message is Praise God with Your Whole Heart. And know that you know that you know that you know, amen, that he heard your cry. He ain't going to leave you. And if you seek him, he said, I'm not going to forget you. You seek me with all your heart. You know, sometimes we don't seek him with all our heart. The thing is, we go for a minute, you know, okay, Lord, you didn't answer me then, so I'm coming back. You may answer me now. And so, Lord, I want this. 5 minutes? Come on now. It take more than 5 minutes to chew your food. Come on. That is if you don't go ahead and swallow it before you chew it up. Glory. Praise him. Hallelujah. But understand, you want all you can get. You can all you can while you can. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. Praise him with your whole heart. And see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to see if I can get this call on the line. Amen. Let me see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Caller 334. Hello? Hello? Well, I couldn't get that call on the line. They pressed the one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know. Let's try it one more time. Hello? Hello? I wasn't able to get the call on live, but amen, Lord knows. So, amen, he will provide whatever they may need. I don't like to leave the show without first giving the invitation to Christ. Just know who he is and hold on and continue on in his word. He'll do just what he said he would do. Praise him. Hallelujah. You can praise him. Amen. When you get up in the morning, praise your Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You woke me up, Lord God. On your way, hallelujah, out the door. Lord, I praise you, Lord God. I praise you for who you are. You ordered my steps on today, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I'm in this call, Lord God. I praise you, Lord God. Everyone on the left, stay on the left, and everyone on the right, stay on the right, and anything coming, Lord, let me see it and move out of the way. Let your angels camp around me. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. If you are a sinner in need of a Savior, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Father God, I thank you, Lord, and I repent for everything that I've done. I give my life to you, Lord God, to make me over. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You're now a blood-washed, born believer. Know that Jesus is Lord. You just made him Lord in your life. Amen. Glory to God. I don't want you to forget, amen, Ministry Elaine will be coming up in 30 minutes. And I want you to go over and show her some love, a voice of truth, Worldwide Ministries. Hallelujah. Her number for her show is 1-334-945-5041. So I want you to go over and show her some love because the word of God is coming forth and you don't need to miss it. Amen. It don't stop here. Amen. We're all under the same umbrella. So I want you to come on and go over and show her some love. I'm going to go ahead on and give the benediction and I'm going to get out of here, let you go get a sip of water, you know, some juice, iced tea, lemonade, whatever you prefer. Hallelujah. And then you can listen to Ministry Elaine. Go ahead and get your plate, lay back. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Have an awesome rest of the day. Enjoy your day. Remember, praise God with your whole heart. Amen.